I'm at Southcliff Farm, which is right next to the Lincolnshire Showground. It's right next to RAF Scampton, and we thought we'd go down into the woods to get the real feel of the atmosphere, you know, a few pheasants and that sort of thing. And what do we get? The Red Arrows. If they come along and obliterate us at any time, that's why they've chosen just now to launch into their morning's routine. But yeah, the whole weekend, well, the chap behind it, because I think it's the third time we've done it now, but the chap organising it all is our very own Andy Roach. So what are we talking about here?
Well, Nigel, this really is inspired by watching Springwatch, really, on BBC One. And we thought, what can we do here in Lincolnshire to get people out enjoying nature? You know, you've seen it on the TV, now do it for real. That's the kind of thinking behind this. And as you say, it's the third one we've done now this year. And the idea really is to give people the opportunity to spend a whole weekend kind of at one with nature, if you like. So to spend the weekend somewhere where there's both a lot of nature, wildlife, lots of things to see, but also to help people make sense of all that and organise activities for all ages, young and old, so that you can actually enjoy and learn a bit more about what's out there in your own back garden.
Okay, so, well, I mean, we're standing here on what is a working farm, but it's also a bit of a caravan site, a bit of a campsite. We'll find out more about what exactly there is here and what there is to do in a moment. But I don't know, who's this aimed at? Who are you, you know, who are you expecting to turn up?
Well, anyone who is interested in nature, really. I mean, perhaps the best way of answering that is to look at who was here last year. And we had all ages. I mean, we had literally from, I think, about 18 months old right through up to, well, I'd better be careful in case the people are listening, hadn't I, really, who came. But literally all ages, you know, from toddlers, babies, toddlers, through to grandparents. So really aimed at everybody, because the idea is, you know, you're never too old to enjoy the countryside, the wildlife. And what's here, are you?
Right, we're not talking about sort of highfalutin ultra, you know, these people who are interested in the minute differences between two different moths or that sort of thing. It's a bit broader than that, is it?
Yeah, well, we've called it the Discover Nature Weekend. And let me just run through some of the things that we've got planned for this. If you wonder when it is, by the way, it's the first bank holiday weekend in May, which is actually Friday the 30th of April. That's the start of the weekend. So some of the things we're doing then, International Dawn Chorus Day takes place on the Sunday of that bank holiday weekend every year, the 2nd of May. So we're doing a dawn chorus walk. Now, this was one of the really popular things from last year. 4:30 in the morning you have to get up, and you go out for a walk through the woodland, and we see how many different species of birds we can hear, because mostly it's about hearing them rather than actually seeing them at that time of the morning. So the dawn chorus walk, very, very popular. The University of Nottingham, they're coming along. We've got some scientists here for the weekend. They're staying here for the entire weekend. Should say this is aimed at people who want to stay in their tents, caravans and motorhomes here to be here for the weekend. And they're going to be taking part in a national survey that the Natural History Museum are running. It's called OPAL, which stands for Open Air Laboratory, somehow. And they'll be surveying air quality through looking at lichens, water quality and earthworms, that the spread of
oh goody
yes, that involves a bottle of vinegar and all sorts of things.
All right.
they learn a lot though by how many different species of earthworms there are here. They did the earthworm survey last year, but the air and water things are basically scientific experiments that people can help take part in. And also for the younger ones, mini beast safaris, where you go out, you collect creepy crawlies, and you identify them when you come.
Great,
that's
actually,
great.
Yeah,
it's great fun. That's Mary Porter will be doing that from Lincolnshire Wildlife Trust. And nature photography workshops. Now, last year, this is one of the most popular things we did. Les Binns, who does a lot of wildlife photography in Lincolnshire, he's going to be here for the whole weekend. He's staying here on site, and he literally takes a small group of people out into the woods here to find things to take photos of. And Les is a real expert in just spotting the right thing to take a picture of. And again, for this, all ages. We had, you know, children of 5 and 6 out taking photos, but also this year for the more advanced photographers as well, Les is going to do some special sessions for them to really, you know, do some really good nature photography. And the best of those we're going to make available on our BBC Lincolnshire website as well.
Brilliant. Right, and all sorts of other little odds and ends
as well.
There's
loads of other things, and also a fish and chip van coming on Saturday night this year.
Because I have to say, you're dragging me along. So you're going to be getting me up. And I don't actually know where I'm going to be staying yet. I might be borrowing a motorhome, or I might be in a tent.